Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I talked a little too long and didn't quite allow enough time for Keep an Eye on the Moon to finish out. But we got all the lyric in there. We got all the verses and everything, just not the tail end of the chorus. I need to apologize to Heidi and Bob for that. And I'll do it better next time. I just needed to fill some talk and just talked a little too long. It's all good. From the album Up Hurricane Creek there at the end of the first hour. Yes, indeed. And we have one more from Heidi. This is from an album called Rescue Me. It's put out by the Paws folks. This has to do with a Memorial Day thing that was happening, a big ceremony. This is all about the amount of animals that need to be sheltered and rescued nationally here in the United States. There is an overabundance of cats and dogs. Way too much, and way too many people breeding indiscriminately in terms of their cats and dogs, way too many people just allowing cats and dogs to run around and breed, and there's just way too many, and there's just not enough homes for them. And this album was put out with a whole bunch of artists in mind, and there's a lot of other stuff going on here, but the bottom line is we got to start managing just how we deal with animals, and people who want 10,000 cats and 10,000 dogs are just not thinking quite right. So it's okay to have a couple, you know, so that dogs don't get lonely. But when they start breeding too much, you got to be careful. So when you get your dogs, you know, and your humane society says they got to be spayed and neutered, that's a good thing until we can bring this population down quite a bit. Anyway, that's kind of the thrust of this whole album. There was a specific event going on, which is done now. But all these wonderful artists contributed their animal stuff to this album and some awesome little songs on here. And this is one of Heidi's friends that was originally on her, I believe it was on her Giving Back album. And the same album that has a great song about November. November is that month between Turkey Day and Halloween. Anyway, this is on there, and this is called My Old Cat. It goes like this.
A good old friend, the best one that I've known. I've left her meowing by the door, but she always welcomed me home. My old cat, my old cat, tiger face and a Siamese hat. My old cat. My old cat was born down south, the climate got her down. She saw me coming a mile away and said, "Woman, get me out of this town." My old cat, my old cat, not your average Democrat. My old cat. My old cat never tied the knot, single all her life. Tomcat Charlie came to court, but she wouldn't be any Tom's wife. My old cat, my old cat, hop on up, let's have a chat. My old cat. My old cat's no traveling gal, she ain't no socialite. She'd rather read the books I read and sit on the letters I write. My old cat, my old cat, not too skinny, not too fat. My old cat. Can see it in her eyes. When dear Abby's in a jam, she calls her for advice. My old cat, my old cat. Now why do you look at me like that? My old cat. 110. And when she comes back in another life, I'll bring her on home again. My old cat, my old cat. Tiger face and a Siamese hat. My old cat, my old cat, my old cat. Tiger face and a Siamese hat. My old
up from the market, a left and a right turn. The hub of the business wheel, young radios burn and burn. I was there at the climax, just before it started to die. Roll in the big trucks, watch the citizens point and cry. They're digging up the street where the steel drum band taught me how to love that sound. Don't they know that corner is sacred ground? Wedge-shaped buildings, slices of grandma's pie. Coca-Cola neon, backed by a visible sky. All that's changing in the flash of a hard hat grin. Gonna rip it up and build us some tall gray walls to hold all the people in. They're digging up the street where the shoe shine man taught us all how to look down. While we were checking our shoes, we were walking on sacred ground. Second floor cafe, plain glass balcony. Fishbowl business ladies walking away from me. Transient blankets stagger the same crooked line. Adrenaline surging through me, time after time after time. They're digging up the street where the Mohawks meet, looking like the lost and found. Grinding their butts in the gutters of sacred ground. Sacred ground, sacred ground, sacred ground now. Sterile invaders swallow another block. Sleepless survivors forced to absorb the shock. Official position, it'll put more time in your day. But they dig up the soul and the spirit, blow it up and cart it away, yeah. They're digging up the street where the steel drum band taught me how to love that sound. Don't they know that corner is sacred ground? Don't they know that corner is sacred ground, sacred ground, sacred.
Best friend. Every time you're feeling blue, I'll come running up to you. Is there something I can do? You're my best friend. Though I cannot speak a word, everything you feel is heard. I'll be with you to the end, my best friend.
I see the cloud of a turbulent day. I see a dark figure turning away. I see the water that yields to a stone. I see with eyes that have seen to your bones. And I see the ashes that fall to a tray. I watch the hairs that have fallen to gray. I hold the image of art in my mind. I see the years that have fallen behind. Maybe it's over. Maybe it's all been the meat of a dream. Maybe it's over. Maybe my hands cannot claim what I've seen. I see a red door that beckons me in. I see a tablet that calls me to win. I see the keys where I've walked into rhyme. I see a spark, but only part of the time. And I see a bridge between islands of sky. I see the woman who asks me to try. I watch the winter that's grown on my skin. I watch the light going yellow and thin. Maybe it's over. Maybe Maybe it's all in the meat of a dream. Maybe it's over. Maybe my hands cannot claim what I've seen. Power that's lofty and whole. I watch as uncertainty clings to my soul. Maybe I'll see all my images through. Maybe I'll come again broken to you, to you, to you. Maybe it's over. Maybe it's all been the meat of a dream. Maybe it's over. Maybe my hands cannot claim what I've seen. Maybe it's over. Maybe it's all been the meat of a dream. Maybe it's over. Maybe my hands cannot claim what I've seen. Maybe it's over. Maybe it's all been the meat of a dream. Maybe it's over.
Our cats, there are three. They live here with my baby and me. They bounce sideways across the floor. They're black, brown, and gray. How can they sleep 20 hours a day? Our cats, there are three great joys in our home. Oh, there's little Fuzzy Brown. I can hold her upside down. She chirps, she howls and growls at me. Little heart keeps beating, smacks her little lips all the time she's eating. There's little Fuzzy Brown, great joy in our home. Then Fluffy Gray Locks.
Gray Locks.
How many times can she miss the box? Wet pool, she drools over me. She coughs,
she coughs,
hair balls,
hair balls.
We're a step at night going down the hall. Oh, Fluffy Gray Locks, great joy in our home. Then Bailey, coat of silk. When I open the fridge, he yells milk, 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 milk. He jumps into my cereal bowl. With Bailey, he's the third. They all run through the house like a buffalo herd. Oh, Bailey, Bailey boy, great joy in our home. But wait, there's more. The neighborhood cat coming through the cat door. He's a great big cat with a tiny meow. He flops,
he flops,
he rolls,
he rolls.
Then he runs back home with the food he stole. Oh, Eldon, bad cat, great joy in our home. Our cats, four of them, warm and sweet little muffins from the oven. They lick the drippings from the pan. They jump on the bed, little kitty paws running over our heads. Our cats, there are four great joys in our home. Our cats, there'll be more great joys in our home.
Four Cats, Cindy Mangson, Our Cats. We also heard from this album, Rescue Me, this Paws album. Mark Weems, My Best Friend. And then Bill Davey, The Meat of a Dream and Sacred Ground. Oh my gosh, Bill Davey. I haven't talked. I get emails from Bill about gigs, and he's got a lot of gigs coming up on the West Side, in especially places like the Couth Buzzer and places like that. He plays a lot around the Seattle area now, and he's doing some good stuff. Bill Davey, oh my gosh. I remember him from way back in the early 80s when I did my first folk life, I saw him. Alrighty, Bill Davey, Heidi Muller, and Bob Webb. Don't forget they're going to be in Orofino tomorrow, the 19th of November, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a free gig. Check it out. Alrighty? Okay, where are we at here? How about we do some other stuff? How about the late Jim McCandless, who died recently? But he's such a good songwriter. Been a good songwriter for a lot of years. Jim McCandless. Here we go.
Steady Eddie, everything is ready. Your table's waiting. Try the soup, you should. Onions, leeks, and plenty of potatoes. The cook's from Paris, so it must be good. So they can't sell whiskey till the church bell chimes around 12:15. Then the doors swing open, the lads are frisky, the throats are thirsty, the souls are clean. But the music's free, yeah. Problems on my mind. Pints of Guinness like blind saucers sailing past my watery eyes. Sheila told me not to worry, make the most of your life tonight. Doctors, lawyers, everybody's happy, and everything's going to be alright. Be all right. Make the most of your life tonight. Everybody's got it rough sometimes. Tough it out. It'll be all right. Sheila said it'll be all right. Make the most of your life tonight. Everybody's got it rough sometimes. Tough it out. It'll be all right.
simple and true as a bird flying home. And if hope were a bird and her wings unfurled, I'd fly with her into the open world. I'd climb on her back into the endless sky and live my life with a satisfied
Bring me the sunrise in a teacup and a bucket full of rain. Peyote in a wikia. This could be my lucky day. Phantoms on a vision quest. Mountains of wet clay. Danger in the wilderness. Run away, cast away. Father in a suit and vest.
noble and tall. Mother in her wedding dress, slow motion walking down the hall. Father, won't you wait for me? Mother, I'm reborn. Running recklessly, crash into the hallway door. Adobe hut, apparitions side by side. Thunderbird, a doodlebug, laughing and crying. God sings in the hearts of men on the sitar. On the violin, yes, and on the slide guitar. Candles on an old felt hat. Happy birthday to myself. A flashlight, a frightened cat. Poets on a dusty shelf, waiting for Godot. Truth in every word. Pulse pounding like a tremolo. Goat boy is alone. Sundown, moonrise, exhaustion in the chair. Starry, starry night, frostbite in my head. Now I'm a younger man. Comprehension within grasp. Everything is everything. The future, the present, and the past. Sunrise in a teacup. A bucket full of rain. Everything is everything. This could be my lucky
sweet song.
Gift for you, a souvenir from my trip back home last March, a tiny license plate, Montana State. With a little flashlight for the dark, from the Bon Ton where I met your dad in those years just before the war. I was waitressing, serving ham and eggs, when your dad walked through the door. About. I loved him anyhow. I read my future in his face.
60 years ago. The memory still remains as if it happened yesterday. You're too young, they said. We married anyway, against the choir of advice. Sure, the times were tough. It didn't bother us. We had fire, fire in our eyes. That light the darkened way, little torches in the mind. So take this souvenir, a charm from yesteryear, and flash the light from time to time. Souvenir, yesteryear, flash the light from time to time.
To hold him again, have life to give a lover. You
I had forgotten that Katya Chorova recorded this great version of Brother Flower. That's a Townes Van Zandt song. And he does it on a lot of his live albums. But it's a wonderful little tune, Brother Flower. And I've been meaning to actually learn it. It has a lot of Townes Van Zandt nuance in it. But she does a beautiful job, and especially with that background. It kind of puts a whole different... He just does it straight up in the key of C on the guitar. But then she puts all of that really good-taste production in there. Katya Chorova. I don't know what's happened to her. She had a baby, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago or so. And it kind of took her out of the whole entertainment thing. And she did wonderful albums. This album is called Big, Big Love. Katya Chorova. And good stuff. Jim McCandless before that. The late Jim McCandless, who in his early days had this wonderful, wonderful smooth voice. And then a bunch of stuff took him down some interesting roads. And he had this rougher hewn voice towards the end. And that's the whole thing about Jim McCandless. But great songwriting. And on this album, he also does some jigs, and so he's such a good guitar player and had such a respect for Celtic music. And he actually has a set of CDs about coming over the viewpoint of the person who's actually going to leave Ireland and come across the seas, and then what happens to them when they get there. Two different CDs. Jim McCandless. If you can find his stuff, you should. It's amazing stuff. Jim McCandless. And we heard Bill Davey in there as well. We heard a lot of cool stuff. And we're going to wind up with this Nod to Bob 2, which is one of the Red House Record recordings of a bunch of Bob Dylan songs. All their artists got together and did it. Red House Records has now been bought or taken over or whatever by Compass Records. So we'll see where all that goes. That means I don't know if Red House is still going to be based in Minneapolis or St. Paul, or if it's going to wind up just totally being based in Nashville. Who knows? Anyway, this is a version of Lucy Kaplansky doing Bob Dylan's Every Grain of Sand. And it's pretty good. Pretty good.
In the time of my confession, in the hour of my deepest need, when the pool of tears beneath my feet flood every newborn seed, there's a dying voice within me reaching out somewhere, toiling in the danger and in the morals of despair. Don't have the inclination to look back on any mistake. Like Cain, I now behold this chain of events that I must break. In the fury of the moment, I can see the master's hand. In every leaf that trembles, in every grain of sand. The flowers of indulgence and the weeds of yesteryear, like criminals, they have choked the breath of conscience and good cheer. The sun beat down upon the steps of time to light the way, to ease the pain of idleness and doorway of temptation's angry flame. And every time I pass that way, I always hear my name. Then onward in my journey, I come to understand that every hair is numbered like every thank you. gone from rags to riches in the sorrow of the night, in the violence of a summer's dream, in the chill of a wintry light, in the bitter dance of loneliness fading into space, in the broken mirror of innocence on each forgotten face. I hear the ancient footsteps like the motion of the sea. Sometimes I turn, there's someone there. Other times it's only me. I'm hanging in the balance of the reality of man, like every sparrow falling, like every grain of sand.
Like every sparrow falling, like every grain of sand, Lucy Kaplansky in her version of Bob Dylan's song, which came from that Christian period. There were three albums during that time frame. Another Shot of Love, maybe just A Shot of Love, I can't remember, Another Shot of Love, Slow Train Coming, and Saved. And they all had Bob, and you know, Street Legal had a little bit of it, and I think Infidels and some of those after had some, but most of these albums, these three albums, they were the Christian period that we think about in Bob Dylan's in the 80s, the early 80s. And he was really kind of into this whole thing and actually had a pretty sweeping influence on a lot of folks during that period. There are those who think he did it because he knew that it was a trend and he could anticipate trends and it was strictly a business decision and that he didn't really believe a lot of stuff he wrote. Dylan's never been one to actually, he writes for the sake of writing, not necessarily for the sake of belief, according to Dylan. Never regarded himself as a topical singer. So who knows about this sort of Christian phase that Bob Dylan went through. But he wrote some great songs during that time frame, and Every Grain of Sand is one of them. Awesome song. And Lucy Kaplansky does a nice job from the nod to Bob too. And we will be playing a few more from the nod to Bob's as we proceed through the next hour of the show. Alrighty, cool stuff, really cool stuff. So we're going to take our time on this because we didn't do it last hour, but Eun Jung Shin is the assistant producer of this show and looks up all kinds of stuff and makes sure that information-wise, I am more on the right track. The right track. Also, I want to let you know that next week we will be doing the Songs of the 60s show. It is a repeat show. It'll be the eighth or ninth time we've repeated the thing. Everybody loves it. There are some inaccuracies in that show. And we will take care of some of those inaccuracies during the breaks of that show. Alrighty? So the Songs of the 60s, everybody loves it. We will do her again. And it always happens the Saturday after Thanksgiving. The Songs of the 60s. Email me at dasindaniel, maher@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. Promise, promise, promise. Alrighty, we're coming back for a third hour of Inland Folk. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. Hang on now, we're coming back.
I'm